Much of human behavior can be explained by watching the wild beasts around us. They're constantly teaching us things about ourselves and the way of the universe. But most people are too blind to watch and listen. Thousands of years from now, humanity will merge with technology, and in that moment, we'll be far less beholden to the nature from which we were born. But as of now, that simply isn't the case. Regardless of advancements in biotechnology, we will remain at the demands of a breathing, sweating monkey suit. And if we want our lives to function optimally, then we must give that monkey suit what it requires. The current state of the human condition can never be fully separate from the nature from which we evolved. Our predilections, behaviors, and even spirit must remain somewhat in concert with the ebb and flow of the earth that we came out of. When we become too synthetic and spend too much time manipulating our biology, it's usually our well-being that pays the price. In my observation, the human animal functions at its peak when it reverts to its more primitive forms, even if only for a moment. Amidst the mountains and jungles, the mind has room to roam, just as the body does. The detox from our synthetic lives provides clarity to think and establish order where chaos has a habit of building during our commuting, bill pay, and TBS reports. The stress hormone cortisol was originally meant to help you evade the parts of nature that want to kill you, not nature altogether. The lights and screens that rule our lives tend to throw the animal in us out of whack. So we use uppers to function, downers to sleep it off, and therapy to help us cope with the world we've built. Looking out across the ocean or up into the stars makes us feel small yet centered, because deep down there's a recognition of self. We're primarily made of the same things that fell from the sky and fill the ocean. Our matter is simply organized differently for the time being. Considering that we came from and eventually will be reabsorbed in nature, is it unreasonable to believe that our current lives can't be improved by that same force? If you want to get a little closer to knowing the real you that's been buried beneath the weight of the world and the social pressures of your environment, you don't have to look further than the wild that's butted up against our cities. The facade and the fake have a way of making us feel out of sorts, because although that's what we construct, it's not necessarily what we're constructed for. If we learn to grapple with our own nature, we would be remiss to overlook the fact that our very being was forged in the animal kingdom. Before the formation of the frontal lobe and the eventual industrialization of our playground, we prevailed in the ultimate game of savagery, survival of the fittest. Looking at the mountains now, they serve as a fossilized backbone of a prehistoric time, one that saw humans proving their worth with their legs, lungs, and grit. We're now developed enough to look at our own nature and try to curb it to appease the masses. And despite the efforts of even the most civilized among us, however, our nature won't even be fully curbed, as we are very much still dealing with biological baggage that developed during our earlier fight for survival. The way that evolution operates is by baking our roadmap for survival into our DNA. What this means for the modern man is that we've quite literally been optimized to survive in a world we no longer live in. All of our introspective analyzing and assimilating has left us much more civilized. At least, That's what we tell ourselves. With our newfound ability to comprehend the ramifications of our actions, we've developed coping mechanisms that see our nature for its primal actuality and constantly attempt to shove it down. We often minimize our own qualities and hope no one will ever know us for who we truly are. Our surroundings no longer require the savagery that they once did, so we're left to explain away and subdue the sides of us that are still more beast than human. Pretending you don't have an animalistic nature doesn't make it so. It only makes it so that you don't get to control its expression. And the way life always seems to balance itself out, what goes up always comes down. What we bury will eventually resurface. Just like a seed can resurface as a great oak tree, so too do our repressed feelings and urges resurface as something bigger, something greater, in the worst sense of the word. Our attempts to suppress what we really want and who we really are can manifest down the road as much of what ails the human condition. By never getting to know the wild side of ourselves, we end up acting like and eventually becoming someone that we don't know at all. In modern society, the environment we're creating is putting us in a tricky situation. We're both the animal and the zookeeper. Just like with any zoo, we often have to drug ourselves to cope with the walls around us that we've constructed. The only difference between the actual zoo and most of us who work unhappy office jobs is that our cage isn't actually locked.